Today, President Obama's nominee to head the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was approved by the Senate Banking Committee. That's not to say the agency will be getting a director anytime soon. The committee vote to approve Richard Cordray was along strict party lines. And as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, Senate Republicans have promised to filibuster his nomination when it comes to the floor.
You know that new fee some big banks are charging just for using your debit card normally? Well, President Obama said today that Bank of America and others are using new consumer protections as an excuse to charge new fees.
Right? I mean, basically the argument they've made is, well, you know what? This hidden fee was prohibited, and so we'll find another fee to make up for it.
What could help you? The new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, said President Obama. Only it doesn't have a director yet, because 44 Republicans in the Senate have vowed to block any and every nominee until the Bureau is changed. The president said it's frustrating.
They see their role as eliminating any prohibitions on any practices for financial companies.
Let's rewind for a second. Back in the fall of 2008, a banking industry meltdown triggered a massive contraction in the economy, dragging the nation into recession. The government swooped in, first under President Bush and then Mr. Obama, to catch the plummeting banks, stimulate the economy, rescue the U.S. auto industry, and more. Democrats in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House set out to change things to make sure it never happened again. One of the things they created? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, an agency with broad powers to regulate, sharp teeth to enforce, and a strong consumer advocate at its helm. Too strong, say many Republicans.
I'm all for consumer protection. I really am.
Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee.
It just needs to have an appropriate check and balance. Okay,
Corker and most of his party want to change the way the Protection Bureau would work. Instead of one director, they want a board to oversee it, and they're ready to filibuster if they don't get their way.
I can't imagine anybody's going to be confirmed as head of the Consumer Protection Agency until an appropriate check and balance is put in place.
This may sound like the same old partisan dreck, but here's how it's different. This agency already exists. It's law. It has a mandate to begin advocating for consumers, and in national polls, it's broadly supported by Americans. Republicans fought to weaken the Bureau when it was being debated, and they lost. That hasn't stopped their fight. Bill Allison at the nonpartisan Sunlight Foundation isn't surprised. He says the GOP effort is backed by an army of lobbyists. Allison has compiled public records of meetings at the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, and other government agencies with lobbyists for financial firms, mortgage brokers, payday lenders, private student loan providers.
All of them coming to meet about this. And this is an industry that, you know, has already spent in 2011 close to $500 million lobbying Congress, the executive branch, and these agencies.
The corporations are all protecting their interests in the future economic system. They want to make sure the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau isn't too powerful. The irony is, says Allison, that the people least represented in this multi-billion-dollar campaign to change the Bureau is the consumers. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol. We'll be right back.